I moved to Montreal from Saskatchewan 10 years ago, and I was 19 at the time. And when I moved here, I really wanted to be a writer, a poet. So I enrolled in the creative writing program at Concordia and spent a few years there studying, met some really wonderful people. In my last year at Concordia, I came across a writer some of you may know named Guillaume Morissette, who Marie mentioned earlier on. And we really connected about the lack of energy and excitement about poetry in the city, and we really wanted to do something about that. We felt that lots of the Anglophone poetry scene was very, very centered around Concordia University, and myself being someone who was really interested in the culture happening outside of university, particularly in the music world, I wanted to seek ways to expand our sense of what Anglophone poetry is in Quebec. So Guillaume and I decided to start organizing a reading series. Actually, it wasn't supposed to be a reading series at first. We were just like, let's do a reading at our friend's loft and invite our friends that we know both from the creative writing program and outside the creative writing program. And we called this is happening whether you like it or not. At the time, this would have been 2012, 2013, at the time, the general feeling that I got from my community about poetry was that it was really boring, and that it was kind of, a sort of dinosaur. It wasn't relatable, so no one really wanted to come out to the readings. So we did this thing where we started pairing the poetry readings with live music and kind of tricking people into coming and experiencing poetry. And it worked. Guillaume and I organized, I guess it was 6 readings in various locations throughout the city. And each time we did it, there was more and more people coming out. And we were like, wow, this is really beautiful and inspiring. And the people who were part of the poetry community were very excited about the reading series because it created a space in the city, and it created a sort of thing that people could work towards. Since we were having these readings that were well attended, Anglophone poets were writing more in hopes of featuring their work in those spaces. So naturally we start to develop this community. This is a photo that was taken, I think, at our 3rd reading. And as you can see, it's pretty, it's very different. It's more of like we're hanging out, drinking. These readings happened later at night than most readings happen at. This is a photo from the one that Marie read at. And one thing that's interesting about this photo is this is when we first started playing around with the digital technological aspect of things. So as you see, Guillaume is holding a computer, and what's going on over on the other side of the screen that you can't see is that there's a projector, and we are live streaming readers. We had readers all throughout America. There was like 3 different ones in real time at the event. So I guess this is kind of when I first started becoming really interested in where physical communities, localized communities, and the internet can intersect and expand our sense of community. So Guillaume and I started getting a little bit of attention about this. People seem to be really excited. This is an article that came out in the Concordian, which is Concordia University's newspaper, one of them. I guess this is an image of what I was explaining about projecting live readers from elsewhere in the world physically to here in Montreal. One thing I want to talk about is, one thing that really inspired me was this particular group on Facebook, which was an international community of young writers, which is kind of where I first got my first taste of this new wave of contemporary writing that's happening not only in Montreal, but everywhere. And it was the first place that I felt connected to a vast group of writers that I felt were working with a new sense of sensibilities in regards to poetry. And I feel like this is kind of where I first realized that we need to expand our sense of what poetry is. So we're doing these readings, featuring music, cultivating a community, doing things in various places throughout the city. And I get to this place where I'm like, who's gonna publish these people? At the time, there was no publisher in Montreal that was publishing Anglophone literature by young writers. And even elsewhere in Canada, if you wanted to get a book published and you didn't have any sort of like previous work published, what I'm trying to say is that it's very difficult to get published in Canada if you're a young writer just coming out of university. And there was all this amazing stuff going on, and being a lover of archival, I felt very motivated to start archiving the writing that was happening in this city. And I was always very inspired by the Pocket Poet series, which is a publishing house that existed, I believe, in San Francisco in the 60s. And they published lots of like the Beat Poets, another style of writing that I'm very inspired by. So what they do is these cute little pocketbooks. And from the community that had spurred around this is happening, or whether you like it or not, there were a few key writers that I felt very inspired by and whose work I was interested in publishing. I had no experience in publishing. I had just graduated from the creative writing program, was unemployed, but like super motivated to do something very important with my time and energy, and something that was going to benefit more people than just myself. So what I did is I applied for a Jeune Volontaire grant from Emploi Québec, and with that money I was able to put together our first 6 books. I have 2 of them here, so as you see, they're pretty little. They were designed so people can put them in their pockets, and they're also quite short as well, so they're debut collections of poetry. So they were technically around 50 pages. So these are the first 3, well, this is the first 6. And I didn't really have any plans beyond the publishing of those first 6 books to do anything more. But what ended up happening was, simultaneously, I had developed, through the Jeune Volontaire program, I had developed a website component to these books and were selling them online. And at first I published, I think it was 150 copies of each book, and they sold out quite quickly. And at the time I was dating this guy, and I didn't have any like future plans of doing anything more with this. But my boyfriend was like, I'm gonna make you an Excel sheet, you're gonna reinvest this money, and you're gonna keep going, because this is clearly something that has the momentum. So he did that, and so I reinvested the money and published Mephi Dufsigny's debut collection of Anglophone poetry. She has another collection coming up in French now. So I kept on doing this thing. Kept on putting out books. At this time, it's still very localized. So I'm publishing strictly Montreal-based writers. Putting on readings, launches. There's a lot of momentum going on, and our books start making their way out into the world, and people start taking pictures of them on the internet and sharing them on social media. Another component that happened, I guess, a year into starting the press was we wanted to create more visibility around the press, and we were like, how do publishing houses do this? And Guillaume had the idea of starting a prize. And we were like really small at the time, and like it seemed kind of like a joke, and we didn't know if people would submit or not. But we opened a prize called the Metatron Prize, and we got, first year we got 67 submissions. Pony Castle ended up winning. She is a Toronto-based writer. So this is when the press kind of starts expanding a little bit, growing from Montreal, but expanding to sister cities, Toronto being the first one. The second year we do the prize, which is hopping a little bit ahead of time, we got 210 submissions. So that kind of gives you a sense of how we were growing within that time. And how that was happening was through the internet. let me see if I can. Okay, so I kind of want to talk a little bit about how our interactions with poetry changed very much with something like the internet. What ended up happening was people would post things like this. I Wanted to Be the Knife is a book that we published by Montreal-based Sarah Sutherland, which is amazingly well. We actually reprinted this book as an extended edition because we sold, I think it was like 600 copies, and it was clear that people were really resonating with this work. So I really like how there's like a humor to this poetry. Someone says, I bought this bra because it matched the cover of Sarah Sutherland's book. Simultaneously also, I knew that there needed to be a component that wasn't only book publishing, because there's a lot of energy that goes into making books, and there's a lot of writers who deserve support, even outside of the realm of bookmaking. So simultaneously, I started a blog and started featuring mostly Montreal-based writers that we opened up and now do international writers. And I feel like the blog is a really great component to the press because it is constantly drawing different readers to the website and from all over the world, depending on who we've published. And they are going to our shop and they're being exposed to this very localized Montreal literature that is represented through our books. I am very interested also in creating networks with Toronto and New York. Just the location of Montreal is just perfect to like work between those three cities. So our new catalog is actually three new books by New York-based writers. But what I would like, I guess for me, the very, very heart of this and the center of this is the Montreal Anglophone poetry community, which is, you know, 4 years ago it didn't exist, and now it's one of the most, it's revered as being one of the most vibrant communities in Canada for literature, and I like to think that I played a small part in that, but there's also been, you know, other movements throughout the city that have happened in tandem with that. The Anglophone community of writing in Montreal is super supportive. I would say that it's not competitive. It's kind of the opposite of competition, where we realize that someone's success is someone else's success. And I think that that is very beautiful and important for a culture of art. what else would I would like to say? I'm just speaking from the heart, so I didn't come totally prepared. A year ago, I started thinking about things a little differently and thinking about the people that I was representing, and I realized that while I had done a great thing for women in publishing and queer writers, I felt that I wasn't doing enough for people of color and for the trans community. And it became very important to me to reach out to these communities and to start opening a connection for everyone to come and have a place and a spotlight in the press. So for the last year, I've met with lots of different people from our communities. I've started raising money for various organizations through our readings. So now when we do a reading, we take donations at the door, and it gets donated to, we've done things for Taking What We Need, which supports low-income trans women in their transition, raised money for Black Lives Matter Toronto, and recently, last week, we did a benefit show that was for Sisters in Motion, which is a new reading series in Montreal that features Black, Indigenous, and racialized sisters on the stage. So, yeah, I guess I kind of accidentally fell into this. I never consciously was like, I want to have a career in publishing, but organically, through being sensitive to the needs of the community, I've kind of created this thing that now, you know, to my great surprise, has done very well. And we ship books all across the country, and people are young, especially young writers, are super excited to be part of this. I want to skip ahead a little bit. The next segment of this is that we started getting lots of media attention, and our name really started growing. Here's an article that was published in the Montreal Gazette, which says, young writers drive Montreal's literary scene, and we are mentioned in that highlighted text. But what I do want to kind of end on, oh yeah, we got a Wikipedia. I did not make it. That was like, for me, the most exciting thing. I like these two pieces. This isn't the only kind of work that we work with, but I find generally when I try to describe the writing that we work with, it's some of it is very accessible and funny and something that people want to maybe regram on their Instagram. But you know, if you get more into the books, there is a lot of depth to them as well. But I think people are attracted to this and then leads them deeper into the works that we publish. So just to finish my presentation, I feel like I'd like to focus on some words that I've got that I've heard from young writers. This year we just closed submissions to the Metatron Prize, and in the cover letters I read a lot of really beautiful things that made me realize what it is I've been doing for the last 4 years. The chance to have my work read by your panel of judges means everything to me. The works of Metatron authors are some of the only places in Canadian literature I see my lived experience reflected back at me. The works you publish are vital, sensitive, honest, and important. As soon as I learned about the Metatron Prize, I knew I would prepare and submit my work. I'll leave this up here for you to gaze over, but I guess, yeah, just the note I'd like to leave on is that I've realized that my work is not only in creating and selling books and nurturing community, it's also about creating a space that people can imagine themselves being in. And I've heard from various people that people are coming to Montreal to be part of this community that we've built. People are coming to Montreal to go to school at Concordia and are equally excited to be coming to our events. And I guess I'm getting to this point now where I feel like there aren't enough people doing this work in Montreal. The community is almost bigger than I can even handle. And so if any of you guys know any young people who want to start press, I encourage you to tell them that it's very necessary. Yeah, and then these are more. This was like this for me was like the most gratifying thing, reading these statements from people saying that we're essential to new traditions in Canadian literature and yada yada yada. I feel like I wanted to, and I apologize, my French isn't the best. I've poured all my time into building a press, and I wish I could take like a couple months off and brush up on my French skills, but if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Yeah, I feel like I'm ready for questions now, if anyone has any questions.
Merci,
Ashley. Yeah.